Over this past year, the New York Times portraits of grief have been constant reminders, not only of the lives that were lost last September 11th, but the lives that were lived by those who died. The Portraits of Grief won a special Pulitzer Prize this year, and now a film by Nigel Noble and Sonia Slutsky makes those lives newly vivid, portraying 22 people who perished on September 11th. Here are some excerpts.
You know, you go through courting rituals. You do those things that you think the person would like, and you're very beautiful when you start. She did not do that for a year. She did that every night, every year.
Many years ago, I was a kid, and I used to go down and listen to the music, and one of the musicians one night asked me if I'd like to sit in, and I did, and I got hired, and that was the beginning of my musical career.
All of me, why not take all of me? Can't you see I'm no good without you?
I remember on September 9th, we were driving back from the beach. We had a little fight. And he said, hold my hand. And I said, no, no. And he said, love, hold my hand. Someday it might not be there. So I immediately grabbed his hand. And he knew ways to appreciate every little moment of love.
At 23, Victor Barbosa shared an apartment with his mother and three siblings on the 16th floor of a public housing project in the South Bronx. He dreamed of making it big in the music industry.
I was married for many years, and I had three children who were teenagers by the time Jean and I started dating. And he didn't quite know what to make of them, and they certainly didn't know what to make of him. But they really came to love him tremendously. He was always there. My daughter called him her step queen. I have a granddaughter. She loved Gene, and she would call him Grandma Gene. It was a very warm family relationship.
Eugene Clark, Victor Barbosa, Jeremy Kaz Carrington, Betty Farmer, and Sarah Clark, all victims of the September 11th terrorist attacks, remembered in the film Portraits of Grief, airing September 11th on the Discovery Channel.